How to read books, reading comprehension, and what if you don't? The way to read books is to go on adventures and then relax until they all call out to you. If you go alone, then your adventures must be safe. Park rangers must be near. A friendly soul must know where you are. It is best to go as a group, and even then expect a couple to go home early. Sometimes this is not possible, and that is one of the great tragedies of life. Know this, the trails are safer than being under constant attack at home. Lies, threats, fear, stress are all forms of mind-shattering control. If those around you don't care about your friendship and choose to control you instead, then you must find a way to make your adventure safe and go. Living in control of other people is an old trick. And it will make you ill. Expect premature aging, overeating, sad ideas, loneliness, and uneducation. You are a miracle of the universe. You are a royalty. You are a thinking creature, an impossible thing. Emerged out of infinities of chaos, out of fundamentals of physics and chemistry. Make no mistake, when you are sad, the whole universe becomes a dimmer place. And you are not alone down here either. Brilliant minds are aware of people like you. They know you exist. And when you are sad, they get sad too. They want you to be cheerful and well. And they need you to remember that you are charged with becoming a great being. Through knowledge and through lifetimes of wisdom that you inherit by listening to narrated books. In the world of narrated books, it is not really possible to get lonely. And learning from all the great minds keeping you company is as natural as walking. Humanity grew up by the fire. Storytelling is what we do. It is unfortunately common to feel that books are not for you, that you can't listen, that your mind would wander and everything would be cut up into pieces. But that means you are unwell. It means you adopted stress. You let it become part of you, and that is very bad. Now you need to detoxify. Stress and poverty are common forms of control. They are poisonous, persistent, infectious, and they cloud judgment. You must become brave and push everything away and courageously take to long adventures that will clear your mind and make the books finally call to you and come together. Reading is an instinct. It is just waiting for safety, for peace of mind and time. Please be aware that the first 3 days, maybe a week or two, are your greatest enemy. All the doubt that has ever been driven into you will manifest all at once, and it will try to fence you in. and make you go back. Another tragedy. Many people do go back. The fear and disbelief becomes too much. But that is not offense. We do not have a natural predisposition for that. That is just your mind recovering, peeling back the layers of abuse. When religions create a book to replace all other books, it means that all those other books are more powerful than all the religions. When dictators want nothing more than to burn books, it means it's the only thing they fear. When attacking armies hope for nothing more than to burn the great libraries, it means that if you don't read or listen to books, the bad people, the monsters, triumph. Finally, when the desire to write a book jumps out at you, it means there is a greatness in you that is ready to be awakened. That greatness begs for only one thing, and it is that you don't start at zero, as those trails were already walked before. All these warriors and great beings wrote countless books for you to spare you the aches that they had to go through when they started at zero. Please, accept your intellectual inheritance and listen to all the narrated books at the library and begin on the shoulders of giants where the great beings left off.